eating with deep awareness.
For this mindful eating exercise, you will need a small quantity of food. I suggest maybe a grape or a raisin. And by that, I mean just one raisin, one orange slice, one grape, or one almond. Because you're going to practice really, really tasting it and making it last. If you are at home, you might want to get that little bit of food right now and then continue listening. Have you ever stopped to wonder why eating is such a powerful experience? One reason maybe is because it engages all of your senses. Naturally, there's taste and smell and touch, but there's also sound when you chew and sight when you look at food. Since you've already graduated from mindful breathing and mindful walking, you're ready for this more complex kind of mindfulness. And remember, you won't just be observing all your senses, but you'll be setting intentions for many, many movements involved in eating. Plus, there's the observing you'll do of all the conditioned and emotional thoughts and perceptions you have of food. Before you start, let me take you through the kinds of details to notice and be mindful of as you eat. One of the first things you'll do is look at food. So look at yours now. There are different colors, shapes, and textures, even in a single raisin. Whatever your food, I want you to pay attention to the most subtle detail in that food. Next, you'll pay attention to the sound of your food as you put it in your mouth and chew. Of course, when you're eating in a restaurant, you will be faced by many sounds, like plates clinking and conversations and so on. Next, there's the aroma of food. Right now, see if you can detect an aroma from your food, even before biting into it. Then there's flavor. Don't be surprised, for example, if the food you practice on today contains more flavors than you might imagine. I've had people tell me how the ends of a raisin tasted differently from the middle. Today, I want you to notice how some flavors linger longer than others. I want you to pay attention to the intensity of flavor, depending upon where food is positioned on your tongue. Also, you will pay attention to the texture of your food as you eat. By this, I want you to notice how it changes from solid to liquid as you chew. You may also run your tongue over the food before chewing to experience touch from this perspective. Experiencing food sensations is only one part of mindful eating. Eating contains many, many intentions, such as the intention to hold the raisin between my fingers, or to pick up my fork or spoon. There's the intention to move my arm to my mouth, to open my mouth, to bite down on the food. There are separate intentions for chewing and even swallowing. This is the three-step mindfulness method you learned earlier. Just state your intention, follow it up, and observe it. Yes, this will slow you down, and it will bring your mind and body into the same place as you eat. Still, that seems like a lot. Mindful eating also allows you to listen to your emotions, thoughts, and hunger. You might comment, for example, whether you like or dislike a food. Is it pleasurable or not? Do you crave more of it? Or is the feeling that you have that desires more food and more taste? Is it in your mouth? Your throat? Your mind? Maybe your gut and stomach? Also, I want you to pay attention to the rising and falling of your hunger. Feel when it increases. When does it peak? When does your hunger start to subside? Does your hunger vary with each bite of food you eat? Does food conjure up emotional memories? Do you have judgments about the way you are eating, such as too fast, too slow, or maybe you find yourself judging others? As many sages have said, it is all grist for the mill. Now, seat yourself comfortably with your raisin or other food. You are going to spend 2 minutes being mindful as you eat. You can eat your entire raisin or other food in a minute if you want. The point is to really experience this raisin as if you are tasting it for the first time. Start right now, and I'll let you know when the first minute has gone by. You have one more minute to go. That's 2 minutes. How did that go? Were you able to eat your food for the entire time? Actually, I've had people who did this, who had the option of eating one or two raisins in 10 minutes, who told me they were full after eating the first raisin. For some people, it may help to practice counting your chewing. In fact, chewing 20 times is a good practice during meals. First, saliva contains an enzyme, amylase, and this helps digest carbohydrates. Secondly, when you chew longer, it takes longer to eat your meal. That's good because it takes about 15 to 20 minutes before the brain gets a signal that it's had enough food. If you eat really fast, you may overeat before that signal is sent. Eating slower may help you eat a more moderate amount. One other thing, don't worry about making your mindfulness perfect. There are no right or wrong answers here. I like to think that a handful or a few grains of mindfulness are all that we need right now to be more awake and present. And as you continue to explore mindfulness and food, I hope your journey is exciting and beneficial.